2026年的现象级电影给阿嬷的情书。
A love letter to Anna in 2026.
以近17亿的票房成为近年来中国影坛最受瞩目的文艺片。
With a box office of nearly 1.7 billion, it has become the most eye-catching art film in recent Chinese cinema.
我在大众的喧嚣热度过后呢
After the noise and excitement of the masses,
去看了这部电影
I watched this movie.
再做一些深入的思考，和大家聊聊这部电影。
Let's delve deeper into the film and discuss it with everyone.
我在这里呢，并不是想再千篇一律的。
I'm not trying to be repetitive here.
只是重复一些赞美的话。
Just repeating some praise words.
我觉得更有意义的是。
I think it's more meaningful too.
对这部电影创作过程中、叙事过程中的一些问题。
But barring some issues in the narrative process of the film's creation,
做一些探讨
discuss,
甚至批评，有助于大家去更深入地思考这部影片。
Even criticism can help people to think more deeply about this film. And
所提供的一些问题
Some of the questions provided.Hello?
给阿嬷的情书最值得讨论的地方不在于她把观众感动哭了。
The most noteworthy aspect of the love letter to one's mother is not that it moved the audience to tears.
而在于它证明了一件被很多中国电影遗忘的事情。
The key is that she proved a fact that many Chinese films have forgotten.
情感不一定要喊出来。
Emotions don't have to be expressed.
历史也并不一定要靠讲大道理才显得厚重。
History shouldn't necessarily be made heavy by telling big stories.
这部电影好的地方
The good things about this movie.
它真正有力量的地方是把一段华侨史
The real power lies in telling the story of the Chinese diaspora.
一种潮汕人的家族伦理，一代人的离散命运，全都压进了日常生活的细节里面。
The family ethics of a person from Kaohsiu are all contained in the details of daily life. Well,
中国电影这些年走上了一条歧路。
Chinese movies have taken a wrong path in recent years.
就是不好好讲故事。
It's not good to not tell stories.
通过炒作忽悠观众买票
By manipulating and deceiving the audience to buy tickets.
许多作品都是那种用很多钱堆出来的绣花枕头思想主题
Many works are those all embroidered pillow ideas that cost a lot of money to create.
对吧
Right?
粗俗
rough hop,
甚至很多闹剧
even many comedies,
对吧
right,
拔高到大道理上
promote to a higher position,
再加上煽动民族主义情绪的叙事
in addition to narratives that incite nationalist sentiment,
炒作出一些高票房
produce some high-grossing films,
最终引起了观众整体性的审美疲劳。
Ultimately, it caused a general sense of aesthetic fatigue among the audience.
感到厌烦，而给阿嬷的情书，回归故事本身。
I'm bored, and I'm going to tell the story of my mother's love letters.
反而取得了市场的成功。
Instead, it achieved market success.
当然，除了票房的成功
，Of course, besides the box office success,
从纯粹艺术的角度来讲
，From a purely artistic perspective,
这部电影也有一些地方值得我们反思。
This movie also has some aspects that deserve our reflection.
艺术批评本质上是帮助创作提高。
Art criticism is essentially a tool to help artists improve.
所以我们也要给这部优秀的作品挑一挑毛病。
So, we also need to find some flaws in this excellent work.
首先
First,
中国电影在讲好故事和讲真故事之间一直有着巨大的裂痕。
There has always been a huge gap between Chinese movies and telling good stories and telling true stories.
这点在给阿嬷的情书中表现得非常明显。
This is very evident in my mother's diary.
给阿嬷的情书在叙事上是建立在两个关键的情节装置上。
The love letter to my mother is based on two key plot devices.
第一个是失联40年的误会。
The first is the misunderstanding of 40 years of disappearance.
1978年
1978,
谢南之给叶淑柔说明真相的长信在暴雨中被冲走了。
The long letter that Shen Nanji wrote to explain the truth was washed away by the rain.
唯独照片奇迹般的完好无损。
Only the photos were miraculously intact.
第二个是谢南之冒名写信。
The second one is that Shen Nanji forged a letter.
18年。
18 years old.
郑木生去世后。
After Zhang Zheng's death,
谢南之以他的名义继续给淑柔寄钱写信。
Zai Nanji continued to send money to Xu Ru in his name.
直至淑柔的孙子小伟赴泰国寻亲，真相才被揭开。
It wasn't until Bo Gru's grandson, Zaira Y, went to Thailand to find the truth that the truth was revealed.
这两个装置构成了整部电影的情感的发动机。
These two devices form the emotional engine of the entire film.
然而，它们的脆弱性也是显而易见的。
However, their vulnerability is also obvious.
关于暴雨冲走信件的设定
This setting about the flood washing away letters.
这不仅是巧合。
This is not just a coincidence.
而是一种过度刻意的巧合。
And it's the deliberate coincidence.
在叙事学中
In narrative studies,
巧合本身并非原罪。
Coincidence itself is not original sin.
许多伟大的故事都依赖巧合启动。
Many great stories rely on coincidences to start.
但问题在于
But the problem is that
这个巧合承担了让两个善良的女人相互误解40年的沉重的功能。
This coincidence fulfilled the heavy function of letting two kind women misunderstand each other for 40 years.
而且呈现方式近乎儿戏。
Moreover, the presentation style is almost theatrical.
一封信恰好被冲走
A letter was just washed away.
而照片完好
And the photo is intact.
这种选择性的毁灭
This selective destruction
更像是编剧偷懒的权宜之计
More like a screenwriter's lazy shortcut.
而非命运的无常书写
Not the free writing of fate. Well,
更关键的是冒名写信的伦理问题。
More importantly, the ethical issue of forging letters.
影片将谢南之的行为呈现为纯粹的情谊。
The film portrays Shenady's actions as purely emotional.
她不忍心告诉书。
She didn't want to tell the book.
如丈夫已死的噩耗。
The news of the death of a beloved husband.
于是选择成为陌生
So choose to be a stranger.
继续给淑柔写信寄钱
Keep sending money to Book Crew.
但一个严肃的叙事必须面对这个问题
on a serious narrative must face this problem.
一个人是否有权替另一个人决定？
Does someone have the right to decide for another person?
他应该知道什么？
He should know.
舒柔的等待被影片浪漫化为一生。
This poignant wait is romanticized in the film as a lifetime.
只爱一个人的深情。
Only love one person deeply.
但等待的前提是。
But the prerequisite for waiting is.
希望。难知的谎言恰恰是制造了这个虚假的希望。
I hope that the male's lies are precisely what created this false hope.
舒柔本可以在得知真相以后选择改嫁。
Chu Ru could have chosen to remarry after learning the truth.
选择新的生活。
Choose a new life.
那是她作为独立个体的独立女性的权利。
That is the right of an independent woman as an individual.
但是难知的这个所谓的善意
However, the so-called kindness of the male
恰恰剥夺了她的选择权
This deprived her of her right to choose.
这不是一个可以轻描淡写的问题
This is not a trivial matter.
它触及到知情权
He touched upon the issue of informed consent.
情感剥夺与生命自主的根本伦理。
Emotional deprivation and the fundamental ethics of life autonomy.
然而
However,
影片对此处理方式是当真相最终揭开时舒柔没有任何的愤怒。
When the truth was finally revealed, Xu Ru had no anger.
他甚至没有犹豫
He didn't even hesitate
直接选择了理解与感恩
Directly chose understanding and gratitude
这种零冲突的和解
Is zero conflict resolution
让整个故事的悲剧性根基显得脆弱不堪
This makes the tragic foundation of the entire story seem fragile and untenable
正如有评论者指出的
As pointed out by commentators
假如影片愿意让叶舒柔在得知真相后产生愤怒
If the film allows for it Let Eve be angry after knowing the truth
崩溃
Collapse
质问甚至短暂的无法原谅
Accusations, even brief ones Can be unforgivable
难知这个故事会更真实。
I don't know if this story will be more realistic.
也更有力量。
Also, it is more powerful.
因为宽恕只有在伤害被充分承认之后。
Because forgiveness only exists when the harm is fully acknowledged.
才有意义。与叙事逻辑的脆弱性相伴的是
The fragility of meaning and narrative logic is inherent in it.
是对人物的道德神圣化。谢南之是影片的情感核心。
Chen Jai is the emotional core of the film.
也是这一问题的集中体现。
This is also a manifestation of the problem.
她终身未嫁。
She never married.
用18年时间。
In 18 years,
冒名写信，独自养活两个家庭。
Forging letters to support two families alone.
从未动摇。
Unwavering.
从未后悔。
Never regret.
从未有过私心杂念。
No selfish thoughts.
这是一个道德完人啊。
This is a moral person.
他就像那个渴望的刘桂芳一样。
She is like Li Bui Fang, who is always longing for something.
但也正因为如此
Also because of this,
她不再是一个人
She is no longer alone.
不再是一个女人
No longer a woman.
她是一个女神
She is a goddess.
她的内心世界几乎完全缺席
Her inner world is almost completely absent.
她是否曾经在深夜质疑过自己的决定
as she ever questioned her decisions in the dead of night.
她是否曾因无法拥有自己的家庭而感到遗憾？
Did she ever regret not having her own family?
看，她是否曾经对牧生产生过超越恩义的情感？
Has she ever felt anything beyond gratitude towards Wood?
这些问题影片都没有回答。
These questions have not been answered.
甚至都没有提问。
They didn't even ask any questions.
他就像一尊被供奉起来的牌位。
He was like a statue, worshipped and revered.
只有奉献。
Only dedication.
只有奉献这一个维度。
Only by focusing on this one dimension.
一个奉献了一生的女神一样的女人。
A woman who dedicated her life to a goddess.
郑木生的问题也同样如此。
Kang Musheng's questions were also the same.
他被塑造成一个完美男人。
She was portrayed as a perfect person.
重情重义。
Loyal and devoted.
舍己救人。
Self-sacrifice to save others.
对妻子忠贞不渝。
Be faithful to your wife.
他的死亡承载了制造悲情与推动叙事的双重功能。
His death serves a dual purpose, to evoke sympathy and to advance the narrative.
但影片从未展现他的软弱、迟疑或现实压力下的妥协。
However, the film never shows her weakness or hesitation or her compromise under the pressure of reality.
他不是一个有缺点却依然善良的人。
He is not a person with flaws but still kind.
而是一个根本就没有缺点的人。
And he is a person with no flaws.
这种塑造方式的问题在于完美的道德榜样。
The problem with this approach is the creation of a perfect moral example.
恰恰最难引发共情。
Chatter is the hardest to empathize with.
因为观众无法在他的身上看到自己的影子。
Because the audience couldn't see themselves in him.
现实中很多潮汕人下南洋是有许多组建的。
In reality, many people from Zier and Yang are formed by many groups.
另外的家庭。
Other families.
这种历史与生存压力造成的离散中是有更大的悲剧性。
The separation caused by historical and survival pressures is even more tragic.
如果郑木生与谢南之
If Shang Mu and Zai Nan
有过感情纠葛
had a love relationship,
这个反而让这个故事更接近真实本身。
This actually makes the story closer to reality.
电影中
In the movie,
他们是完全去掉欲望化的道德。
They are completely devoid of the moral code that is based on desire.
完人。
Then,
影片中的正面角色
The main character in the video,
其情感世界似乎只围绕着大爱、恩义。
Seems that their emotional world is only centered around great love and kindness.
在运转，缺乏普通人常见的欲望。
In operation, lacking the common desires of ordinary people.
算计。
Calculate.
怯懦。
Cowardice.
甚至虚荣。
Even more arrogant.
他们生活在一个近乎真空的世界里。
They live in a near vacuum world.
没有柴米油盐的琐碎烦恼。
No trivial worries.
没有时代洪流下的苟且与妥协。
There is no trace of the decadence and compromise left by the era.
他们的痛苦和快乐都过于洁净和崇高。
Their pain and joy are too pure and overwhelming.
我这里并不是说电影只能拍有缺陷的人。
I'm not saying that movies can only be made about people with flaws.
而是说当一部电影将所塑造的主要人物都塑造成道德圣徒时。
Instead, when a movie portrays its main characters as moral saints,
它实际上在逃避叙事的真正责任，呈现人性的复杂性。
He is actually evading the real responsibility of narrating the complexity of human nature.
这部影片最受赞誉的维度之一。
One of the most praised aspects of this film is
是对女性情谊的书写。
A book about female friendship.
男知与淑柔的隔空守护。
Nanjai and Xu Ru's distant protection.
被誉为一个跳出传统男女情爱框架。
A novel that breaks the traditional framework of male-female love.
展现出更高阶情谊的突破。
Breakthrough to a higher level of friendship.
但是如果你仔细看这个叙事背后。
However, if you look closely at the narrative behind it,
实际上是两个女人的半生都在为一个已经死去的男人服务。
In fact, it is about two women who have spent half their lives serving a man who is already dead.
淑柔的等待被浪漫化。
This patient's waiting is romanticized.
但等待是什么？
But what is waiting?
是主动的选择。
It is a proactive choice.
还是被动的困守，影片没有呈现。
The passive and stagnant presentation is not shown.
他可能有的挣扎。
His struggles.
在那个年代的潮汕农村。
In that era of Shantou rural areas.
一个带着三个孩子的寡妇。
A widow with three children.
他的等待究竟有多少是出于爱情？
How much of his waiting is due to love?
又有多少是别无选择？这个问题。
How many of them are facing the problem of having no other choice?
影片从未触碰。
The video has never been touched. Well,
谢南芝的奉献被高度的神圣化。
The dedication of Shen Nanjing has been highly idealized.
但奉献的代价是什么？
But what is the price of sacrifice?
是她终身未嫁。
She never married for life.
是独自扛起两个家庭的重担。
To shoulder the burden of two families alone.
是隐姓埋名。
To hide and conceal oneself.
做另一个女人的影子。
Be someone else's shadow.
丈夫。
Husband.
这本质上是一种巨大的自我损耗。
This is essentially a huge self-destruction.
但影片将其包装为一种成长。
But the film packages it as a growth.
仿佛谢南芝是在奉献中活成了更好的自己。
It seems that Shen Nankai is living a better life through dedication.
这种叙事姿态的危险性在于把女性的自我牺牲浪漫化了。
The danger of this narrative stance is that it romanticizes female self-sacrifice.
正如一评批评性的评论所言
，As a critical review stated,
影片把女性的被动命运拍得太美了。
The film portrays the passive fate of women in a very beautiful way.
叶淑柔的等待被浪漫化。
You sure Yuo's waiting is romanticized.
谢南芝的牺牲被神圣化。
The sacrifice of Shen Nanzi has been sanctified.
两个女人被迫承受的漫长人生损耗，最终都被归入情谊。
The long-term damage that two women have suffered has finally been attributed to friendship.
这两个字。可当一个故事只赞美女性的忍耐
These two words can be used to tell a story that only praises women's resilience
却不允许女性追问
However, women are not allowed to ask questions
只表现女性的宽恕
Forgiveness of women
却不呈现女性的愤怒
However, it does not show the anger of women
那么这种温情本身也值得我们警惕。
Therefore, this kind of warmth itself is worth our caution.
我并不是说影片不应该书写女性的等待与牺牲。
I'm not saying that the film shouldn't depict women's waiting and sacrifice.
而是说，书写的方式至关重要。
Instead, the way of writing is crucial.
一个真正的尊重女性的叙事。
A truly respectful narrative of women.
不是把苦难浪漫化。
Not to romanticize suffering.
而是正视苦难。
Instead, face suffering.
呈现女性在被剥夺选择后的愤怒与创痛。
Show the anger and pain of women who have been deprived of their choices.
而不是让他们以宽恕和成全完成情感的闭环。
Instead of letting them complete the emotional cycle with forgiveness and acceptance. Okay?
这部电影精彩的地方是用克制留白。
The interesting thing about this movie is its use of restraint and leaving space for the audience to imagine.
举重若轻的方式处理情绪的段落。
A paragraph about handling emotions in a light and easy way.
执行了相当纯熟。
Very well executed.
以木生之死为例。
Taking the example of wood.
影片没有渲染那种打斗的场面。
The video doesn't show the scene of a fight.
没有慢镜头的煽情。
No slow motion, no emotional scenes.
甚至没有让观众看到这个木生坠海的瞬间，镜头拉远，一个近乎冷漠的大远景。
Even without letting the audience see this moment of drunken and intoxicated, a close-up shot was pulled back, almost cold and distant.
水花散去。
The water has subsided.
一切归于寂静。
Everything fell silent.
这种处理方式与侯孝贤《悲情城市》中处理死亡的手法如出一辙。
The way of dealing with the theme of shadow is the same as how H. Siro Hang's handling of death in Tragic City.
大悲不争。
Great compassion.
大痛不宣。
Silent suffering.
还有那种恋恋风尘中人物情感的克制表达。同样疏柔。
There are also those who express the emotions of flirtatious and coquettish characters in a restrained manner.
得知丈夫死讯时没有嚎啕大哭。
She didn't cry when she heard the news of her husband's death.
只是沉默片刻后起身去看看橄榄菜凉了。
Just stood up and went to check on the olive oil.
没有这种隐忍的留白。
There is no such lingering silence.
确实精准地捕捉到一种东方文化中的情感表达方式，巨大的悲痛。
Accurately captures a way of expressing emotions in Eastern culture, great sadness.
反而会使人失去表达的能力。
This will actually make people lose their ability to express themselves.
这是我觉得这个电影中精彩的地方。
This is what I find fascinating about this movie.
影片大量的启用了素人演员。
The video extensively used amateur actors.
全程使用潮汕方言。
Use only the Cajun dialect throughout.
营造出一种近乎纪录片的真实之感。
Create a sense of new documentary realism.
这种策略的有效性是显而易见的。
The effectiveness of this strategy is obvious.
观众很容易被演员质朴的表演带入情境。
The audience is easily drawn into the situation by the actor's natural performance.
忘记了自己正在看一部被编排的电影。
I forgot that I was watching a staged movie.
然而
However,
这里存在一个悖论。
There is a paradox here.
素人演员带来的真实感。
The realism brought by actors who are not professional actors.
恰恰可能让观众对叙事的失真更加宽容。
This may allow viewers to be more tolerant of the distortion of the narrative.
因为我们天然的倾向于相信素人是真诚的。
Because we naturally tend to believe that strangers are sincere.
进而相信他们演绎的故事也是真实的。
Therefore, they believed that their stories were also true.
这并非否定素人演员的价值。
This does not deny the value of celebrity actors.
恰恰相反。
On the contrary,
影片在选角和表演的指导上。
In terms of casting and performance guidance, the film
用心是值得肯定的。
It's worth affirming.
但是在艺术欣赏方面。
In terms of art appreciation,
我们要意识到形式上的真实感。
We need to be aware of the superficial authenticity.
不能替代叙事上的真实性。
Cannot replace narrative authenticity.
一个精心编排的伪纪录片中
A well-crafted documentary.
终究还是伪的。
Ultimately, it's all fake.
给阿妈的情书的现象级成功。
The phenomenon and success of writing love letters to one's mother.
在当下的电影产业语境中是有重要的启示意义的。
This has important implications in the context of the current film industry.
在一个 AI 可以批量生成剧本。
In an AI that can generate scripts in bulk.
甚至模拟表演的时代。
Even in the era of simulated performances.
这部电影证明了一件事情。
This movie proved one thing.
就是观众对活人感的渴望。正在成为最稀缺的体验。
The desire of the audience for the feeling of being alive is becoming the rarest experience.
它不靠顶流的明星、视觉的奇观或者营销套路取胜。
It doesn't rely on the spectacle of celebrity or marketing gimmicks.
而是靠一种手工般的质朴和真挚。
Instead, it relies on a rustic and authentic quality.
虽然如上文所述
As mentioned above,
这种真挚在叙事层面存在争议。
This authenticity is controversial in the narrative.
但观众确实从中感受到人味儿。
But the audience could really feel the humanity.
这部电影的成功标志着中国电影市场的一次深层次的这个转型。
This film's success marks a profound transformation in the Chinese film market.
观众不再满足于工业的预制菜。
Audiences are no longer satisfied with the prefabricated colors of industry.
他们想要的是能触动内心的手工菜。
What they want is handmade crafts that can touch their hearts.
这对中国电影创作者是一个重要的信号。
This is an important signal for Chinese film creators.
好，在技术日益发达的时代。
In the era of increasingly developed technology,
在真正的壁垒不是特效或者明星。
The real inevitability is not special effects or stars.
而是对生活的深刻理解。
Instead, it is a deep understanding of life.
对情感的真诚捕捉。
Accurately capture the emotions.
然而
However,
硬币的另一面是警示，给阿妈的情书。
The other side of the coin is a love letter to the mother.
展现了中国电影界一种令人担忧的倾向。
This reveals a worrying trend in the Chinese film industry.
技术日益精进。
Technology is becoming increasingly sophisticated.
思想却日趋保守。
However, thoughts are becoming increasingly conservative.
当下的中国电影越来越擅长。
The current Chinese movies are getting better and better.
怎么拍
How to shoot.
却越来越不敢追问拍什么和为什么拍。对比侯孝贤的悲情城市或者李沧东的薄荷糖。
However, I am increasingly reluctant to ask about the content and reasons for filming, such as who H.Sairo Heng's Tragic City or Lai Kangdong's Mint Sugar.
那些同样在技法上高度自觉的电影。
Movies that are equally conscious of technique.
同时也承载着深刻的社会批判与历史反思。
It also carries profound social criticism and historical reflection.
而给阿嬷的情书虽然触及了夏南阳
And the love letter to his mother touched Zhir Nanyang.
乔批女性命运等具有思想潜力的题材
Themes such as the fate of women by Cairo Barr, which have ideological potential.
却最终选择了一条最安全的路径。
However, he ultimately chose the safest path.
将所有尖锐的伦理问题消解。
All sharp ethical issues are resolved.
在情谊这两个字的温情之中。
In the warmth of the word friendship.
这不是克制。
This is not a countermeasure.
而是退缩。
Instead, retreat.
不是留白。
Not blank,
而是回避。对于当下的中国电影而言
，Instead, it avoids discussing the current state of Chinese cinema.
给阿嬷的情书既是一个成功的案例
，A letter to my mother is a successful example.
也是一个警示
，This is also a warning.
当越来越多的电影人学会用高级的技法来包装安全的故事。
When more and more filmmakers learn to use advanced techniques to package safe stories,
我们是否正在失去电影思想的勇气呢
？Are we losing the courage to think about movies?
这个意义上，给阿嬷的情书是一部真诚的、在技法层面高度成熟的电影。
In this sense, The Accused is a sincere and highly technically mature film.
它让无数的观众落泪。
It made countless viewers cry.
这本身并不是错误。
This is not an error.
情感的真实流动。
The true flow of emotions.
永远是电影最珍贵的礼物。
Always the most precious gift from a movie.
但是一部真正伟大的电影
But a truly great movie
不仅是让观众感动
Not only to touch the audience
还能让观众去思考
Also allows the audience to think
它不仅提供情感的慰藉
He not only provides emotional comfort
还能提供认知的挑战
This also presents a challenge to cognition
在这个意义上来讲
In this sense, he
给阿嬷的情书止步于感动
A love letter to auntie is touching.
他用一种精致的艺术片语法
He used a refined artistic syntax.
讲述了一个伦理上经不起推敲的通俗剧故事
Jiang Shu Lu Yi Ji Lan Lai Shang Jing Bu Kai Tu Yi Cairo De Tong Su Yu Gu Qi
他的克制是真实的
His weakness is real.
但是这份克制服务的是一个不真实的叙事内核
However, this service is based on a false narrative core.
他赞美情谊，却回避了情谊可能带来的伦理困境
He praised friendship, but avoided the ethical dilemmas that friendship might bring.
他让观众哭得很舒服
makes the audience cry comfortably.
却从未让观众想得很难受。
But it never made the audience feel uncomfortable.
在这个情感匮乏的时代
In this era of emotional scarcity,
能让人哭的电影是有价值的。
Movies that can make people cry have value.
但我们也应该保持一种清醒。
But we should also remain sober.
哭过之后
After crying,
我们是否应该追问我们究竟为何而哭
Should we question why we cry?
是为那些女人的真实命运
This is the real fate of women.
还是为一个被精心美化的这样的一个编排的故事
Is it a carefully crafted story like this one?
也许这才是给阿嬷的情书留给中国电影最值得深思的问题。
Perhaps this is the most thought-provoking question for the film Mother to leave for Chinese cinema.
在讲好故事与讲真故事之间
Between telling a story and telling the truth.
我们该如何选择
How to choose?